I'm Paul Gough, starting on the next edition of 1234, a new segment where we look at a single that perhaps you don't, and I certainly don't know the backstory about. A small release that came out in the early 80s on a very great little record label out of Sydney called Basilisk Records. I'll be telling you the story of Jump Vision, and my guest will be David Rowley.
We used a live brass section, which in 1980, in Sydney pub land, was pretty much unheard of. And it, some reason, Double J, as it was at the time, just picked up on that particular track. It honestly, it gave both tracks a thrashing, but it really, really kicked the jump along. It was, a good thing for the band to sort of, be identified with, really.
Well, I guess at the time, two-tone was really in its height, wasn't it? And so
suddenly
a Sydney band with a brass section stood out. Did you incorporate that in your live performance?
Yeah, we did. It was like, we only actually figured out about a couple of songs where we had brass section. She might have even only been that one sometimes. But, it would be ridiculous. Even when we were sound checking, the horns would get up and do a bit of a sound check, and whoever's wandering around, there would be sort of like applauding just because they got on stage and played trombones and trumpets. It was that much of a novelty.
If you'd like to listen to more of the story of Jump Vision and their music and other great sounds influenced by the 80s, join me on 1234. Head to pimpod.com. Click subscribe, and away we go.